Hi, and welcome to my podcast this week. We're winding down towards the election, and that's dominating the news on a national level, and certainly right here in Louisiana, for those of you folks that tune in that don't listen. I thought it was interesting in terms of what the latest polls are showing. We're here about 2.5 weeks before the national election, Obama, McCain, and it's gotten very nasty, and the polls are showing it's really hurting McCain. It's tough to be a pretty good guy, you know, the straight talk express good guy, likable fellow war hero, and then in desperation turns to these bitter attacks on Obama. It just hasn't worked. You know, I can tell you a personal story about why I know that doesn't work. I ran for governor of Louisiana. A lot of you may not know this, back in 1987. And during the time, I was kind of the good guy. I had the plan out there. I wrote a detailed plan about Louisiana's future. I stayed on issues. And towards the end, I was really slipping. Buddy Romer, who ended up winning the governorship, who's been a longtime friend both before the election and now since that time, he just took off and got a lot of momentum. I thought the race should have been about issues. Romer took off after Edwin Edwards, and Edwards was a very controversial governor at the time, and it worked. And his poll numbers started rising. I was in second place to the last week of the campaign. Romer shot by me, so kind of in desperation, I started attacking Romer. It backfired. I plummeted. Romer went on, got in the runoff with Edwards, and became governor. That's what I think is happening now in this race, that McCain has always been the good guy, and now in desperation turning on Obama, and I think it's backfiring on him. With 2.5 weeks to go, he's got a real huge challenge to change that image and turn this thing around. Now, what would I advise him to do? I think there's some things he can do, quite frankly, and I think those things involve the scenario of getting very, very specific. He's got to throw a touchdown pass. He's got to hit a home run. Somewhat of a Hail Mary, I guess. What I would think he should do, if I were McCain, I would advise him, go ahead and name your economic advisor team, your Council of Economic Advisors, that's a federal agency. I'd go ahead and name your Secretary of the Treasury. I'd lay out a very specific plan for middle America about letting them stay in their homes and how you can get out of this bailout. And I'd run strictly on the economy, saying he is much better qualified to run this ship of state than is Barack Obama, and building up that experience. I think that's the only shot he has, quite frankly. And if he doesn't do that, he stays on this negative track. People aren't buying that. It's too close to the election. I think the fear of the economy overcomes any personality concerns. And so that's the challenge that McCain has, as I see it, from the Louisiana perspective. Other thing I think is interesting, our Secretary of State in Louisiana, and I served as Secretary of State for 8 years, a job I thoroughly enjoyed. We got a good one here now named Jay Darden. Happens to be Republican, but he's doing the right things, very conscious about elections. I do disagree with him sharply on his efforts to try to declare election day, November the 4th, a state holiday so that the schools then can be used strictly for election purposes. I sharply disagree with that view. We have such a low turnout. In New Orleans, in the last election a few weeks ago, there was less than 20% of the voters that went to the polls. And this included a congressional race and a number of major issues on the ballot. Now, you got to understand that only half of those who could register have even registered. That means that about 10% of the voters actually made the choice there. And you're not going to see a much bigger turnout in some of these other future elections. In the presidential election, you will. It may get up to 50% in New Orleans, but that means that 25% of those who could vote are going to make a determination as to who's going to be president. What I'd like to do is leave those schools open. Maybe you got to shut down the gym for that day if that's where you're voting, but you use that as a tool for the kids. All the teachers get together and do a special game plan, do a mock election where the kids have to stand up and talk about their candidate and have a mock election. And let the teachers use that to talk about the history of elections and the importance of democracy. Let's find ways to make our kids be more responsive citizens rather than shutting the schools down. What a marvelous thing to say. Hey, let me tell you kids what's going on down the hall. We can't use the gym today because your country's future is at stake, and let me tell you why. And the kids see all the cars driving up. It could be a wonderful educational tool, and I hope that I haven't heard of any teachers or principals pushing that perspective, but I sure hope they do. They're going to make a major mistake if they miss out on that opportunity. So we'll be focusing on elections for another couple of weeks. Then we'll get back to the nuts and bolts of living in the Deep South and right here in Louisiana. Many other issues to talk about. Check my column this week about a particular ripoff. You know, my family has always been tied to the movie business. My father-in-law owned a lot of theaters in Louisiana, and he's made a few movies. But I take sharp issue with the giveaways we have to the movie industry, where we're giving, where we're getting $1 back for every $4 we spend—a really lousy deal—and that's the focus of this week's column. So give it a look, and I'd like to have your opinion. Go ahead and give me your comments, if you will, on that particular column. Hope you'll have a good week. We'll have lots more to talk about next week. This is Jim Brown signing off, and thanks for paying attention and listening here today.